From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, April 2nd. I'm Sarah Reif. Four Ukiah police officers were filmed yesterday beating and tasing a naked, mentally ill man on the south end of town. In the wake of a summer of protests against police brutality, two short videos from behind a shop window show the four officers repeatedly punching a man whose sisters have identified as Gerardo Magdaleno. One shows the nude man getting up off the ground and walking slowly toward an officer. The officer shouts at him repeatedly to get back on the ground. The video is blurry, but according to Ukiah police logs at that address, Officer Saul Perez responded a few minutes before 3 p.m. Another video shows two officers holding the man down on his back by the arms and punching his head repeatedly while a third officer stands by, rolling up his sleeves. A fourth runs toward the scene and grabs his legs. They force him onto his belly, and three officers hold him down while one continues to deliver short, sharp blows to his head. A third video, filmed from across the street, shows the nude man standing underneath the sign for Alderwood Apartments, about a car's length from an officer. A minute and 12 seconds in, another officer approaches, walking fast. Both policemen raise their arms, pointing something at the man. 10 seconds later, the man falls over backwards and the beating begins. Magdaleno, a schizophrenic military veteran, had been staying with his sister, Luna Magdaleno. She said her brother left around noon yesterday. He had been out of his medications for 2 days and taken LSD. She found out what happened to him that afternoon when someone sent her the videos.
He wasn't being aggressive or disrespectful. I understand that being nude in public, that is indecent exposure, but you can clearly tell that he's not... He's in his own world at that moment, you know? And for the cops to come and do the thing to him, the way that they did, they instead of de-escalating the situation, they made it worse. They're saying in the report that they're printing, is they're saying that one of the cops was hurt, that one of the officers was injured or something like that. But he was injured, obviously, because they were beating the f*** out of my brother. They chased him more than once.
Another sister, Nemesis Garcia, said Luna sent her the videos right away.
At that point, well, I was at work, and oh my God, I was just a chaos. Like, I couldn't finish what I was doing, and like, he wasn't even attacking them. They didn't know to protect people, and what they're doing is not protecting people. They're violating that oath.
Magdaleno says the police are familiar with her brother, who's had prior mental health breakdowns.
And that's not the first time that they have beaten him up. In the past, several years back, they beat him up. They said they let the dogs on him, that a dog literally almost beat his penis off.
Ukiah Police Chief Justin Wyatt said he was unable to comment at this time. Black Lives Matter activist Troil Tognoli would like to hear what he has to say, especially in the wake of former Officer Kevin Murray facing multiple criminal charges, including sexual assault.
I am anxious to hear what the police chief have to say myself. You know, because that will send a huge echo as to why these things are occurring, what steps are being taken, if any, to address it, and just how deep are we into this type of behavior. I mean, UPD, you know, there was a time and place where they were really pulling their shit together. But this is not good. This, between this and Kevin Murray and God knows all the other things that are happening across the county.
Ukiah Mayor Juan Orozco said he believes a lack of training is to blame.
In the video, this man didn't have a weapon. He didn't seem to be a veteran. And so why go about the way they did it? And it's clearly a lack of training.
Well, I watched the video a few times because I was trying to count how many times they hit him. And it was impossible because they hit him so many times and the one officer was obscured by the other officer, but I'm just wondering how much training you need not to scream and swear and point a taser and pummel a naked man on the sidewalk.
And that's what I'm thinking, that that either the police officer are trained, you know, to approach different situations, and or not have police officers there.
You know, when you have a leadership role like our officers do, and you cannot respect that, then you should not have that privilege.
So I just had a chance to speak with Mayor Orozco, the mayor of Ukiah, and he said that it looked like a lack of training. What do you think?
That is bullshit. Okay, what you saw is the training. Okay, I'm not sure that it's sanctioned by the department, and I would doubt very seriously if it is, considering we have the Aid Can't Wait campaign, you know, that the Ukiah PD has endorsed. They have spoken publicly about, you know, really wanting to change some of their policies and practices.
Magdaleno and Garcia said earlier this afternoon that they're trying to find their brother. Magdaleno bailed him out this morning after he spent the night in jail and returned to the hospital. Lieutenant John Bedner of the Mendocino County Jail said the Ukiah police sent Magdaleno to a local hospital for a medical clearance before bringing him in for booking. He spent the night in jail and went back to the hospital sometime before 7 o'clock this morning. His sisters say that nurses at the Ukiah hospital told them they had no record of him. Unofficially, they learned that he had facial fractures and a concussion. He's been charged with 2 misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct and possession of drug paraphernalia. He's also charged with resisting or threatening an officer, which is a felony. Magdaleno is skeptical.
My brother was butt naked. Where in the is he going to put the drugs up his?
Garcia spoke for both sisters.
We just want him to be okay, and we want justice.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.